This is Destiny.
I'm Lewis.
This is our Two Parts Life podcast.
You and Jack, without a plan.
Embrace where music is going right now.
It's going down.
No, it's not.
The sneaky abyss. Music is terrible. No, like, you, it's
post-traumatic stress gets to the best of us. Right. We all go through it. Like, when I see a belt, sometimes it reminds me of getting a whooping. Sometimes I just don't look on. You know.
No, you want to go protest?
I don't.
Okay.
Really?
I need to go outside, and I don't have time to be going to jail.
Hello.
Hi.
It's us.
We're back.
Two Parts Life.
Destiny and Lewis.
Lewis and Destiny.
Back again.
Grammy edition.
Grammy edition.
The additional Grammys.
That needs to be given.
I think I just messed up that whole sentence. Because it sounded like additional Grammy. Like we're like,
I mean,
the Grammys plus something else.
Plus this podcast. So yeah.
Okay.
It makes sense.
All right.
We can make that work. But yeah, so we're just going to dive right in.
Dive in. Splash. This goes against everything I stand for. Y'all know I don't like Trey Songz.
Can't tell.
He ain't win no Grammy.
Show didn't.
How you doing?
Trey, I love you. I'm just mad that Chris Brown messed up your tour. Anyways, we're not going to talk about that.
With his antics.
Chris Brown is canceled. At least he's done with that community service, though.
About time.
For those of you who don't know, Chris Brown and Trey Songz and Tiger's concert was postponed.
Oh, was it Tiger? I thought it was Auglista.
No, he's not. He's not on there. On this portion. But.
Oogie Stastine.
Fucking extra. That was too much.
Was it? He sounds like one of those Telemundo characters.
Kinda. Not really.
Okay, you're right.
It's okay.
I was reaching.
Yeah, you were, and it was too high.
Way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rent.
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, his tour was postponed, and they all lost money due to Chris's negligence. He was neglectant to do his community service, so he just messed up everybody's money, pretty much. And there's some sad people out there that were really looking forward to it and took days off work and bought tickets and everything off of this nigga.
Who's taking days off work to go see Chris
Brown? People be traveling, because I know I travel. So I caught Chris Brown back in December, but I would be the one traveling to either Atlanta or Miami. To go catch a show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I can't wait till he releases it on DVD. Does he do that?
No, I think it's only our king.
Oh.
Our king Beyonce.
All right.
But anyways, this is the Grammy edition, and we're just going to talk about what went down yesterday, what should have went down yesterday, and what didn't go down yesterday.
And why didn't it go down yesterday? No, we're not going to talk about why, because we already know why. But yeah. Okay, so who we got first?
I believe we should just start with Album of the Year.
Album of the Year goes to?
Beck, Side Eye, Bitch Face.
The Devil's Haircut in My Mind. Am I Dating Myself? You remember that song by Beck?
That's so old.
I know. I didn't know Beck was still
doing this. Yeah. I didn't.
So you can imagine my shock and surprise.
Like, who? They dead? Thought they died.
I didn't think Beck died.
I didn't think that they were, like, how could you put them in the same category with Beyonce? How dare you?
Album of the Year.
But how dare you?
Yeah.
Anyways, our king Beyonce should have won that. I felt like she was robbed, so after I saw that, I just quit watching. Because I'm not supporting the Grammys. After this year, I'm not supporting it anymore. This is my last year.
It's fine.
It's my last year.
I just kind of like...
This is it. It's done. This is my last year.
I just watched it with one eye, so
okay.
I don't.
So that means you missed half of it. That's what that means.
Right.
Anyways, the nominees were Beyonce, Ed Sheeran, Sam Smith, and Pharrell Williams. Now, let's just talk about this, because I believe that it was a close tie between Pharrell's Girl album and Beyonce's Beyonce album.
I just...
And now, have you listened to both of these albums?
Yes, I've listened to both of them. And I really, really, really appreciate them for different reasons.
Okay.
Me and a coworker of mine, we were talking about Pharrell's album and how you can, like, really listen to that from the first song to the last song.
Really?
Yes, it's a good album.
Hmm.
I'll burn you a copy.
I don't know. Is it all Daft Punk-y?
No. Or
the, when I think of Pharrell, I think of...
Happy.
Beautiful. I just want you. And that wasn't even his song, was it?
Mm-hmm, that was Snoop Dogg's song. But, I mean, it's like a ode to women.
Oh.
Kind of. It's nice.
I'm going to sneak through your window.
No, he's not.
Oh, that's...
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not none of that. But I think Sam Smith, I didn't hear that. Because I just cannot stand that song, Stay With Me. I just cannot stand it. If I...
Did I do? Oh,
that's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, I don't know.
But it sounds like a mess. Like, I'm not here for it. Now, Disclosure, Latch, I'm here for that.
Latch is, you rip my heart out. I don't know.
Well, I like it.
I just always have like a sudden urge to eat chicken when I...
such a nigga.
When I see Sam Smith.
Anyways.
Like, Sam must be hungry. You know what? I'm hungry too. I don't know. Was that bad?
Anyways, I just think that it would have been real close, and I think that it should have either went to Beyonce or Pharrell. Mm. Not
Beck.
Beck.
Devil's haircut.
Really. Whatever.
Mm.
Anyways, best new artist.
Goes to?
They're all white. So it doesn't really matter, so, but Sam Smith won that one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, but I'm glad that he won. Because wow. Iggy didn't win shit.
Oh, Iggy... But we knew that she wasn't gonna win.
I'm just glad because I didn't want to see her win for some reason. It's just her, you know, her cockiness made me not see it for her.
I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong. You kind of have to be like cocky if you're a rapstress.
But you can't be cocky to people who have paved the way for you. Is that necessary?
With the or yes. Her being cocky? Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't feel like...
I mean, but you would have thought Fancy was going to win the way they played.
Nah, but then I think what got her is the fact that every time somebody say something like, boo, Iggy, mm-hmm. then you got to say something.
Right, you got the boo back.
Yeah, like, and like, shut up, Iggy, shut up.
You see, what Jimmy Fallon has this thing on his show he does sometimes... Or like, people on Twitter will say like bad stuff about celebrities. I can't think of what it's called, but it's like a section on his show, and he gets like the actual celebrity to read a bad tweet.
Mm-hmm.
So Iggy's bad tweet was, "I just wanna."
Is it the one about the mole?
Yeah, take the mole on Iggy's face and flick it off or something like that.
And throw it in the trash.
And she looked like she was about to cry when she was reading it. Like,
but Wiz Khalifa, I think I saw that. That's the one.
They look like a homeless woman or something.
And he just started laughing.
Because, yeah, I mean, you have to, stuff like that. Yeah, take it in stride. Like,
I don't know.
I think it's all a part of the culture, too. Like, we like to joke on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we do. And if you can't handle that, if you want to take everything so serious, then maybe this is not the life for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to talk about you, and
yeah,
you're making the money. They're not. Like, I think she should just remember that her song is, you know, number one on somebody's chart. And,
yeah, a lot of people like that song, yeah. But you know, when it comes down to getting accolades,
but and I don't know, maybe this
don't.
She uses it as an opportunity to reinvent herself. She'll start, you know, wearing bare minerals makeup.
And I don't want to see
She'll look
that.
All soft and angelic, and you know, she'll.
I hope she has her regular voice, yeah, her regular accent,
right? And she could like feature like a mongoose on her next album or something, or a didgeridoo. Oh, can I say, that's no for a strike.
Fuck this.
Sorry.
I feel like
Australian people that listen to the show, we really like you. And we appreciate you. And he's just talking out of ignorance, not because he hates you.
Iggy Azalea doesn't like her people because how dare she not be proud of where she came from?
She's not. She's not. Maybe somebody told her that her ancestors were slave owners or something. And she's just really sorry.
Didgeridoo. That's all I got.
It's not appropriate.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, next, best R&B performance. Of course, you know, our king won. But I think it was a close tie because...
what did she win for? Dangerous?
No. Drunken Love. What song was that?
That was Drunken Love. We be all night. No?
I think she did it better.
Oh, she probably did. I've been drinking.
I think the nominees were Chris Brown, New Flame.
Excuse me, miss.
Jennifer Hudson. I ain't never even heard this song in my life. And it's called with R. Kelly? I never heard it. And
I didn't know she was. I know R. Kelly was still like.
Poor Lettucey.
Isn't Jennifer Hudson too old for R. Kelly?
I don't know. I'm just not here for that. But Lettucey, Like This, and Good Kisser. Yes. Usher. I didn't think Usher should have been nominated for a Grammy for that song. That song sucked to me. I'm not here for it. But anyways, that is nasty.
Excuse me. That's what happens when I think about Usher.
Okay, best pop solo performance. All of Me.
All of Me.
And Chandelier. And Stay With Me.
I already did that one.
And then Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. I don't even know how that song goes.
Yeah, it's cute. And then Happy Pharrell. And of course, Pharrell won, so I was proud of him. Look at our black people making, you know, strides and getting accolades.
You want to talk about his performance? The Happy Nutcracker remix?
Yeah, I would like to say that.
The Broadway musical. Happy the Broadway musical.
Put that down.
I'm thirsty.
Really? Anyways, I think that was an ode to Trayvon Martin. That's what I'm going to believe in my mind until he says otherwise, because I don't understand why those people had on hoodies and why the choir came out to sing. I don't... What is that?
It's life. Life is happening outside of these four walls. Right outside of the Two Parts Life studio, we got life happening, people.
Anyways.
But yes, back to the...
Yeah, I just didn't really understand what his performance had to do, because it did not look happy. It looked sad.
Like the little drummer boy. It was a lot of black.
Yeah, but I want to say that that's for Trayvon Martin and for our people, because we're hurting right now. Okay. So that's what I'm going to stick with until he comes out and says, actually, why? But I'm hoping that he just says something that's close to what I think, so I can continue to support his music.
Would you support him if he didn't say that?
Yeah, because what's the reason for that?
I don't know.
What is the reason? What is the reason, Louis? What is the reason?
He is other.
But what does that mean to me? Anyways,
I don't know.
It doesn't mean anything.
How about them gold shoes, though? Did you see them gold shoes? Those sneaker joints?
They weren't really gold. They were yellow.
Oh, dog. In my mind, they were like they look like a honeycomb. No? Remember, not honeycombs. Maybe Sugar Smacks?
Honeycombs are yellow. Not Sugar Smacks. Sugar Smacks are brown. Anyways, Song of the Year.
Yes.
Sia was nominated.
Chandelier.
Megan Trainor with All About That Bass.
I don't know. Megan Trainor, I thought she was the girl from 22 Jump Street, remember? In 22 Jump Street, where she was like the drug lord. And they were like, why don't we just sell crack? And like, crack is for old people. Old people do crack. You know Blanche Devereaux from Golden Girls? She did crack. Don't they kind of look alike?
Kind of.
I wonder who that girl is, though, because she was
we'll
funny.
We'll find out.
She's like, are you trying to kiss me? So, okay.
So, moving on. Best rap album. Iggy Azalea, the new classic.
That was a nominee. Oh, she was nominated?
Yes, these are...
But that didn't even do so well, did it? Did you hear it?
No, I'm not listening to that shit. Oh. Anyways, I mean, stuff. Because of the internet. Childish Gambino.
Oh, time out. Childish Gambino.
Yeah. But I like Because of the Internet. Oh, he had that Michael Jackson thing in front.
That coif. Is that what you call it? Or
It's one of these. It's a this.
It was like hanging. Okay.
I don't know. He just looked very uncomfortable in his pictures.
I want to say he cleaned up well, but I just don't believe it deep down in my heart.
So don't say it. Because okay. You could be telling lies.
I mean, like, he cleaned up nice, but I don't really believe that
he's clean.
Literally cleaned up. So, you know, take that how you will.
Okay, thanks. Common, Nobody's Smiling.
You would kiss me up.
That's so old. That's not even a recent song.
Stifling.
Marshall Mathers, LP. Oxymoron, Schoolboy Q, and
Black Hollywood. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. I'm sorry.
They're so rude.
Okay.
I think either Childish Gambino or Schoolboy Q should have won.
Who was Schoolboy Q? Like, for real, for real.
He has that song, Studio. I'm not finna sing on this podcast.
Has it? Hold on. Studio. Trying to get to you, babe. Doom, doom,
doom. Why do you know all these songs?
I have a little sister.
Okay.
Her name is unnameable at this point.
Anyways.
Until she's on the podcast.
Eminem won.
Oh, and then that.
Do you have to do that for every song?
That's how I know Eminem is so angry in his rap.
I know, but I don't.
Lose yourself in the moment, But.
I don't understand why he won.
I didn't even know he was out. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck?
Is his hair still brown or is it back blonde?
I don't know. I'm not checking for no Eminem or no Marshmallows 2 or none of that shit.
Yo, I had... What CD was that? The Marshall Mathers LP? What was the song with Missy on it? Was that the Marshall Mathers LP where the foot was hanging out the trunk and he was on the dock?
No, I don't... I'm not here for that. I'm not.
Okay. So he won?
Yeah, he won. Over, I think...
Was he there to accept?
I don't know. I told you. Oh. I'm not here for... No. Because how are you going to be white and then you win best rap? I mean, I just don't understand that. I think that's just like a black person winning in country for like a country song.
Hey, if they got a black person that's singing country.
If they do, however, that's not supposed to happen. This happens every year.
This happens every year.
So it's just like
you're supposed to say it one more time.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. Because I don't. I'm not really sure how factual that really is. I know it happened last year.
It's actual and factual.
Okay. We're just gonna move on. But I
get it.
I'm just so upset.
And he wasn't even like, I didn't hear nobody like even buzzing about an Eminem record.
Because nobody wants to, what? They just didn't have nobody else white.
Wow.
That would have made sense.
And you know, they didn't even think he was because a new
they
artist.
Didn't, they didn't want to give it to Iggy. Because besides Iggy Azalea and Eminem, everybody else is black. And I think either Childish Gambino should have got it or Schoolboy Q. However, I did listen to Black Hollywood. I did like a couple of those songs. Thanks. But I did not listen to Common. So I don't know about Common.
Thanks for, you know, punctuating your own sentence.
You're welcome.
Period. I know we're still doing it.
But, so...
Don't mind me. I'm just here for the free commentary.
Best rap performance. Yes. Childish Gambino was nominated. What? Drake was nominated for 0 to 100.
How'd that go?
Do we have... we're not doing this. This is what we're not going
to
do.
Hold on. I'm about to pull something out of my bag here.
What bag? Oh my gosh. It's a literal bag.
Cake.
I mean,
cake. That's... Isn't that Drake?
Yeah, but that's a whole different song. That's Pound Cake. That's a whole different song.
Oh. I told you I'm just here for the free commentary. Did he cry? He cried. If he had cried on the song, he probably would have won.
But Kendrick Lamar won that, though.
Oh, he did?
Because he was nominated. Rap God was nominated by Eminem. And Lecrae was nominated.
What? Did Lecrae win?
I just told you who won. Kendrick Lamar.
Oh. Shout out to Lecrae.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, for doing it. Yeah, shout out to Lecrae.
I'm not going to go through all this stuff because some of this shit I don't give a damn about, but we can go
some of that stuff you don't give a darn about.
I'm not saying that because that's not who I am.
Well, why did you edit yourself at the beginning of the podcast?
Because that's what I wanted to do. That's what my brain told me to do. But best rap song, Black Magic, Common featuring Jhené Aiko.
I don't need you. Did she put on some shoes for the...
I don't know. But this is what got me. Because Monster was nominated. Studio was nominated Monster. With Schoolboy Q. And Bound 2 was nominated. But you know what else was nominated?
Bound.
Do you know what else was nominated?
What else was nominated?
Got the club going up on a Tuesday.
Hey, when I heard that somebody jumped up on stage and punched him, I was like, I can see that.
Ooh.
They said that one.
I love Macaroni. I love the McCannon.
The dude. What's the dude? Dude going up on the Tuesday. That's his name, Macaroni.
I don't know.
I would say he big and he got a food name.
Yeah, McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Oh. They all look the same.
Yeah, but Tuesday was nominated for a Grammy.
No, but
how are you gonna nominate that song for a Grammy? Like, that's not even a real song.
But when I tell you, I felt like old dude who ran up on stage and punched him was justified in that.
What did he do?
That song is annoying. Like, the beat is annoying. But everything it was
nominated
about that song
for a Grammy.
Is annoying. Like, when I first heard it, all I wanted to do was just turn it off.
You know what? Part of me wants to be real, real happy for him because of, you know, I know the backstory of, you know, where he came from, how hard he had to work to get that. And, like, he was basically like a nobody, and then Drake jumped on the shit.
Oh, it's Drake. So it's Drake's fault. I mean, Drake, it's... I'm sorry. You know what I'm trying to say.
I want to be happy, but that to me, that's not like a real song.
I mean, it's got to be a real song.
No, it is a real song, but it's not like a real song to deserve an award. I feel like that was like a play song.
So do you think that the powers that be were like, oh, we're hip, so we're going to put this song, we're going to nominate this song so that the people know that we're hip because we're hip and we're what's happening?
Well, it doesn't really matter because Eminem won that category too for Monster.
For Monster. Is that the name of the album?
No, that's the name of the song. It's best rap song / collaboration. So Eminem and Rihanna.
Monster. You just wanna stand there and watch me. But that's not.
That's a different Eminem and Rihanna song.
Can we talk about Rihanna wearing one of Jay-Z's old suit during the performance of him and Kanye? She's like, Jay-Z, let me get that suit.
It's disrespectful.
Oh, sorry.
I have friends that...
No, I gotta stop now. I'm gonna stop.
I have friends that adore her.
Jay-Z, let me get the suit in the closet. Jay-Z, can I have the suit in the closet? I don't want to wear a dress.
I'm sad at you. Anyways, best rap song. Anaconda was nominated. Nicki Minaj, of course. Bound 2, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Weed and Boys, Wiz Khalifa, and 0 to 100, Drake.
Nicki Minaj look good, though.
She do. She looks really good.
She looks really good.
But Kendrick Lamar won this one.
Yes, Kendrick.
But Nicki Minaj does look good. But I think they're just throwing Kendrick Lamar shit in there because that's actually a single. That doesn't even...
Right.
That doesn't even go with anything. I thought it had
good
to be like
Mad
a...
City
I don't show. Know.
Should have just like...
Yeah, but I feel like they just gave Kendrick Lamar these awards because of what happened like the, you know... The snafu that happened last year.
He would have got best album if he had a guy, you know, like if Taylor Swift had a walked up on stage and said, I'm not receiving another Grammy until Kendrick Lamar gets a Grammy for his best album, then maybe he would have won. You know, that's how Denzel got the Oscar.
Maybe.
Because that's what Julia Roberts did for him.
Yeah, but we don't need no white folks up there telling the other white folks to let us in.
I think we do.
Well, I think we need to stop supporting this shit if that's the case. If we got to do all that's extra, that's so much. Like, for what? So we ain't shit unless another famous white person says that we are or that we can be. So
if they're not Oprah and they're not white, they don't really have any.
No, that's stupid.
Have any say.
We need to stop. We need to stop this shit. But Pharrell was nominated.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on. Isn't that how Happy goes?
Kinda.
I think some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because.
Well,
this is the song that does.
You're so rude. But I feel like.
No, the song is rude because.
Well.
It's always on. Every time I turn around.
Best Urban Contemporary Album, Jhené Aiko was nominated, which is good because Sold Out was good.
Sold Out was good.
And Sail Out was good. And Sailing Souls was good. All her shit is good. Beyonce was nominated too for Beyonce. Chris Brown was nominated for X.
I was going to say something good about Jhené. Didn't she like, that's how she went out for her first tour, right? Was a mixtape.
Yeah.
That's hot. Like, that's legit. Who else has done that? Besides Lil Wayne.
I don't know. It's probably a whole bunch of people. Can you stop?
Oh, sorry. It's a nervous twitch.
But anyways, girl, Pharrell won that category for Best Urban Contemporary Album.
Was it really urban contemporary, though?
I don't even know what the fuck an urban contemporary is. But I just know that
black music, black modern music, but they can't call it.
Bet you can't guess who won the best compilation soundtrack for visual media.
Jay-Z for Great Gatsby.
Great Gatsby didn't come out last year.
Oh,
but neither did this one either. Who? But
Q-Tip.
You'll never guess. Black people didn't have shit to do with it.
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Frozen, nigga.
Oh, I never saw Frozen. Do I get like...
Mm-mm, no.
I'm never
for best music video...
Sorry.
Best music video, Turn Down for What? Do, 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 and then Sia. Chandelier. But for real one.
I refuse to sing that song. It's like every song, like we finally just got Blurred Lines off of the Stranded. Well, no, Robin Thicke did that all on his own. Never mind.
He did. Best Reggae Album, Ziggy Marley won.
Wow, Ziggy?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Turn Your Lights Down Low.
Best Gospel Album,
Mary? Erica.
Help!
And what was the other song?
That sounds terrible.
No,
that sounds like a.
She was saying she needed help. Like she. But I need your help.
That sounds terrible.
Next song.
Oh, okay. And best R&B song, "Drunk in Love," won again. But Jhené Aiko was nominated. And then best R&B album went to Toni Braxton and Babyface. But you know what?
Yeah.
You know I'm happy for them, but Tamar Braxton was not nominated for anything.
Does she? Should she have been?
I mean, I guess she was nominated last year for her album, but that's just surprising.
I just want to say something to Jhené Aiko. Jhené, I love me. I love me enough for the both of us.
Do you really? But I just disagreed with a whole bunch of shit that they were talking about on the Grammys. I wasn't pleased.
You know what the highlight of the Grammys was for me?
What?
Prince walked out there and he was like, just like books. And Black Lives albums matter too. That was my best Prince. That's all
you were stupid for that.
I was like, yes, like nobody, like yes, Prince. Thank you. Thanks for that. Thanks for always coming through. I feel like he should have show's over after he said that.
No, I saw the what was it? I think it was a Vine.
Uh oh.
Let me see. I'm gonna try to see if I can pull it up for you so you can see it.
Was it a? So did you see how terrified Jay-Z and Beyonce Jay-Z looked when he saw Kanye making his way up to the stage to clearly let y'all know that?
That's what I was looking for because it was like you saw Jay-Z and he was shaking his head like no. And then here go Beyonce like no Kanye no
wait no Kanye don't do it Kanye.
Why do you make her voice sound so deep?
Hey, Jay. Oh, to my husband, I love you deep.
You're not going to talk about my king like that.
I'm not. I didn't say nothing bad.
I guess.
To my husband, I love you deep.
message.
I'll tell you, Kanye got one more time.
I don't know. I don't think Kanye got one more time. With his ass.
Beyonce ain't playing. He gonna, I'm telling you, he gonna wind up face down in some Darion jeans. He keep messing with Beyonce. He keep messing with Jay-Z.
I would hate to see that. I would really hate to see that.
You know, Kim can't fit in them Darion jeans, but Kanye. I think Kim be trying to wear them. Like, oh, Kanye, wait, Jay-Z, Beyonce coming? I'm like, let me go get, I'm gonna get my Darion jeans. Walking around the house. Oh, Beyonce, girl, I didn't know you were coming over today. What? So funny. I was just talking to Kanye. I have my Darion jeans on. Oh my gosh, Kanye, can you believe it? I'm gonna go cook some eggs. You want some eggs, girl? I'm gonna go cook some eggs.
I feel like
North. You know, North come out there with her. She always looks sad with her Darion jeans, her baby Darion on.
Don't do that, group. North, get off. North, be nice. North.
No, North is probably like, hi. I think North is like, hi, I'm North. You're so pretty. Blue, you're so pretty.
And I feel like...
You're so pretty. And you're like, but in her, the mess in her eyes is, help me.
I love your hair,
dude. She's all hugging. Beyonce, give me a hug. You have to get me out of this house. Please, now. Tell Kim to take off those Darion jeans.
My mom hates me.
No, really.
She crops me out of pictures all the time.
I was in half of those selfies in that book.
So what if I threw up?
I meant to throw up on those Darion jeans.
Just a little spit up. I just feel like North and Blue just be like, girl, did you see
your mama in them Darion jeans? I'm like, girl, I know I told her not to wear those. Like,
did you see my Auntie Kylie? I don't know what she doing. I just feel like it's just a whole bunch of underlying meanings, and it's a lot of touching
up. But those
there.
Are some precious babies. Like,
they are. They are
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Oh my
gorgeous.
Gosh.
Oh. Gorgeous, gorgeous babies.
Somebody said, what? No, never mind. Anyway. But yeah, those are some really pretty babies. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Those, I believe the children are the future.
I believe that those children are filthy, stankin' ass rich.
They are.
They're gonna be rich forever.
And it's fine. Like that, I'm okay with that.
Rick Ross, both. You know, rich forever. Never mind.
I know who Ricky Ross is.
It's okay.
So
yeah, I guess that's that wraps up our Grammy. I mean, did we go through everything? Did we hit all the topics?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, those are, you know, after this year, I'm not supporting the Grammys, so don't expect the episode next year.
Oh, but we're glad that we could come to you this year.
And talk to you about these nominations and these winners and whatnot.
Dark Child, I would have never known.
You know what? What was the Dark Child remix? Cause I'm still, is that the one with Mary J on it? Is that the remix? The Dark Child remix? Because I always thought that Dark Child remix was like a Brandy song.
I remember Dark Child from Toni Braxton. Like, she says, Dark Child, dun, 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 or whatever. She would always say it, like, at the beginning of her song.
I just feel like, you know, I just feel like if it was a remix, it should have been stated and been a little bit more clear for the people.
Yo, you remember when a remix was, like, an actual remix? Like, they would change the beat, they would change the lyrics, but mm-hmm. it would be, like, a completely different thing. Whatever happened to the remix? Like, now it's just like, oh, this song, we're going to call this song the remix, but it's the same beat, and they just added, like, an extra verse or something to the song, and they called it a remix. Like, I don't understand. I just want to go back to the way things were. Missy, Hurry Up and Come Back. You see the Super Bowl performance?
No.
It was really, really hot.
I was eating crabs.
Oh, Katy Perry is a good hype man. She's a good hype man.
I wasn't here. I didn't want to see nothing that Katy Perry was doing, what she had on. I didn't want to see none of that shit. I was just looking at the TV. I had the crabs and the stuff in between my legs, sitting on the floor, eating them.
Yes. Crab. One time for crab balls.
Two times.
And nigger pots.
And nigger pots. But anyways, yeah, so I guess that's it.
Yep.
Thanks, guys, for listening. like always, you can catch us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Instagram.
And Podomatic.
Yeah, at Two Parts Life, the number 2, PRTSLIFE. And if you have any questions, comments, or you just want to say hey, you can email us at twopartslife@gmail.com. And yeah, am I missing something? Is that it?
I think that's it for you.
All right.
We have done it again.
We have, yet again.
So, bye.
Bye.